Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Diane Martell, who's Vice President of Environmental Planning and Strategy with Johnsonite and Tarkett. Diane, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good to see you. We're at the first full day of the Green Build Show, and you're here right on the North Hall in a very big space. What are you telling the people who come to the space here? What are some of your sound bites?
Well, basically, we had three messages here. The first one was about EcoNaturals. EcoNaturals is a collection of products that incorporate bio-based materials. One is EcoShell, which has 4.4% of walnut shells and 2.5% of cork by weight. And CorkTone, who has 2.5% of cork. Interestingly enough, walnut shells is also a recycled material because it is a byproduct of another industry, which we don't really think about often, is the nut industry. Today, people buy walnuts, any kind of nut, in deshelled. Well, we just created a whole waste stream of material. And walnut shells is a great additive, a great filler for us in terms of product. We also are presenting Masquerade, which is a digital technology where we could imitate any kind of natural product, but also any visual. And it's a really interesting blend of possibilities when you can really complete a wall and continue the visual that you have on the wall on your wall base, or make a very statement with the wall base. This Masquerade is a really cool technology. It's a wall base that has a profile of the millwork, and it is really a cool technology. And actually, we can print a very short run of that material and really create a unique design with it. The second message we have here is really about certifications. And our products are all FloorScore certified, which is indoor air quality. What we started to do this year is really a third-party certification on multi-attribute. Multi-attributes include design, manufacturing, raw materials. It includes the manufacturing itself. It includes durability, how that product performs, the indoor air quality. It also talks about recyclability, recycling programs, and corporate governance. It's a very holistic way of looking at products, and it's a good way for the market in the future to compare products because there's four levels for NSF 332, for example, conformance, silver, gold, platinum. And I think the market, like GSA, will be adopting NSF 332 in 2013. We also are looking at cradle-to-cradle certifications. Harmonium, our linoleum, is cradle-to-cradle silver. But cradle-to-cradle for Tarkett, Johnsonite, is a really bigger program. We signed an agreement with EPEA, and we are looking at really eco-innovation and creating products that don't have an end of life but only an end of use and go back as nutrients for the earth, or technical nutrients. So I think it's a very big project that Tarkett has globally, and certainly Johnsonite in North America will be following that same path. The goal is by 2020 to be a cradle-to-cradle company. It's a very interesting project. The third big initiative here is Restart Program. Restart is our recycling program, and it's a very important program, I think, for North America. We have been recycling samples since 2003, installation waste 2005, and now we have a recycled material coming back from installed floors. You see a pallet in the corner here. We're having people guess the weight. I won't tell you the weight because then I'd give out the answer. But very interesting program. We really are granulating the installed floors and putting it back as recycled material into our floors, which I think is a good initiative for Tarkett Johnsonite as a company.
On this take-back program, what are you doing about the glue that ends up on the product?
Well, actually, right now, we actually process it with the adhesive. Now, there's a sorting system at the beginning of the line where we take out the materials that would be contaminants. But once the contaminants, if you look at what's in that bag, basically the tile with a little bit of adhesive, very little adhesive, actually, and a little bit of polish, and we recycle it, we just granulate the whole thing.
Now, it's been, I think, what, a year and a half, 2 years since you left ASRock down in Houston and you've come up to Cleveland and taken this whole environmental project. Sounds like you've been very busy, huh?
Yeah, we've been accomplishing a lot. Certainly more to come, a lot more to come. But this year we really focused on the Restart program. We've expanded it to all Johnsonite products on the insulation waste. We will also, we have a take back now for install floors that is job by job, but we, you know, it's really about now looking at floors and making sure that what we bring back does not have any kind of chemical or heavy metal that we don't want back. So we test the floors before we bring them back. But I think these initiatives are important. Third-party certification is very important for the market simply because the A&D end users are trying to figure out the greenwashing, right. What's true, what's not, what's the manufacturing telling us, and how do we compare products. And I think certifications will really help that whole situation in terms of clarifying what the products are really about.
All right, so Johnsonite's been coming to this show for a long time. This is the 10th green build. How does this one compare to other green builds?
Well, if I look at this hall and the number of people, it is very comparable. I heard from other people that probably it's a little down, but we're not feeling it here.
Yeah, because it's in another country, so that's made traveling here just a little bit more difficult probably.
Yeah, I can't really tell you because it feels as busy as last year here, even maybe more.
Okay, Diane, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Diane Martell, who's Vice President of Environmental Planning and Strategy with Tarkett and Johnsonite, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.